New Year's Nick coming back for the second half. This may be PC. I mean, this. I'm sure this is PCL only. The only question is the first half free? I'm not sure. If it is free, I'm going to have to record a bump intro later. We are going to try Puke again on the chatters, and we're going to call him. Will he answer this time? Oh, crap. The video version. Hello, video version. We now have started the second half of New Year's Nick. We are now 41 minutes away from the dropping.
I haven't entered the phone, so please leave a message or don't.
Whatever. He's not going to answer. I wanted to find out this information about the new the elevators that are broken at his party. Hey, so if you guys want to Skype in, the Skype name is Glorious Coconut right now. And if you want to tell me who to call, just send me numbers and I'll call them. Oh, the LRN studio is online. Let's call it. I'm going to call the LRN studio. Are they on the air? Oh, I got hung up on. Call the LRN studio. Busy. Whatever. Getting drunker and calling people. Oh, they messaged me? Okay. Oh, my God. It must be Ian. It says, OTAL is not live tonight. And I said, LOL, okay. Wow, I tried to call him. And whoever's just, like, rejected my call. And then, pop. And then kicked me right off. I feel very rejected by this Skype message from the LRN studio. Alrighty. Oh, this is a good story. This is a good one. Santa fat shames a boy. Let's watch the video.
Well, it's that time of the year again when the kids love to go and sit on Santa's lap, tell him what they want for.
Do they love to go sit? Oh, man, look at this man's hair. Why am I zoomed in so far, A? But B, okay, let me. All right, I gotta zoom in. Oh, wow. That man looks crazy. It's that time of the year. Kids love to sit on Santa's lap.
Christmas, but for one boy in Forest City, North Carolina, a visit to Santa left him in tears. Ashley Mazie says Santa fat-shamed her 9-year-old son, Anthony. She says she had taken him out on a holiday fun weekend, a carriage ride, ice skating, and a visit with Santa. But she says after Anthony sat down to tell Santa he...
Wow, you know what I hate in news stories? When they have a picture of the people that they're talking about, and in the video, the kids are talking, but the audio is muted. They're just using it as B-roll. That's really rude, by the way. You take a video of someone, they're saying something they care about, and you use that as B-roll? I'm coming to this realization now that that is probably one of the rudest things you could do to a person.
Wanted an iPod Touch and a drone for Christmas.
Nobody cares.
Not really, just disrespecting me.
Oh, yes. Can we get an
interview? Play off the hamburgers and french fries. Not really, just disrespecting me. And I felt awful. It affected me so mad that I was crying until I went to bed that night.
I was crying until I went to bed. He's crying, and then he's crying in the car, and he's crying all the way home until he goes to bed. Couldn't find my bottle opener, because it's on my medal. Look how many medals I have, by the way. If you're not watching the video version, check it out at pukeinthegang.com. Log into your VIB account. So I've got all these race medals. Only one of my race medals is a bottle opener. It's the only one that's useful for anything, by the way. The other ones are junk. I mean, maybe they're sentimental, right? That's what people would say. This one actually means something because it can open bottles. Oh, wait. Back to the video.
Rude. I've never seen anything like it.
Santa is employed by Forest City and was forced to apologize to the family, but Anthony says the apology was not sincere. His mother wants the Santa fired, the town manager.
The chat says, why does a 9-year-old still believe in Santa? Did anyone... believe in Santa? Like, did anyone in the chat believe in Santa? Like, you were a kid and you legitimately thought that there was a man who was fat who had a beard. I didn't ever. And I don't think that that's, I'm pretty sure that that's my parents doing. I think they always said Santa's a story that they gave you. And like, Santa's like a character that we say comes and does things. Now, did anyone who believed in Santa also believe in the Easter Bunny? I can't imagine a person actually believing that Santa was real, although Ellen on the last show said, oh, I looked out my window and we saw a sled and reindeer tracks. And we were like, Santa is real, 100%. Just the Fash Ma'am says, when I was like 3, he believed Santa was real. Jobless Libertarian says, when I was 3 or 4, I believed Santa was real. Maybe I don't have enough memories from when I was 3 or 4. I'm pretty sure I never thought Santa was real. Now, I'm not trying to say like, oh my God, I'm the smartest 3-year-old on earth. I worship me. I am now your Santa or whatever. Just like, seems weird. I don't know. Maybe parents just tell weird things to their kids.
Didn't say if any disciplinary action was taken. Anthony says he will not be sitting on Santa's lap again.
I always knew it was my parents. And I always knew it was my parents who were the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny. Did you believe in the Tooth Fairy or the Easter Bunny either? What if someone was like, I don't think that Santa guy's real, but that Tooth Fairy I think is real. I was always convinced as a kid that the Tooth Fairy came through the plumbing. Oh, no. What I made up in my head that there were 2 kite types of Tooth Fairies, and I knew it was fake, but it was my story in my head. It was like, there's 2 types of Tooth Fairies. There's dollar Tooth Fairies. They're like, they give dollars. And then there's coin Tooth Fairies. They only give quarters, right? They're the cheap kind. The coin Tooth Fairies come through the toilet, right? They come through the plumbing. That's the easiest access to a house, through the plumbing. That's not blocked at all. You just swim up the thing. But then I was thinking, but the dollar Tooth Fairy couldn't come through the plumbing because the dollars would be like soaked, right? You could wipe off a quarter. You got to dry out dollars on the line. That's not going to work. The dollars would be wet. So the dollar Tooth Fairy has to come through the electrical outlets, because a coin Tooth Fairy couldn't come through the electrical outlets because the coins are conductive. They would burn the Tooth Fairy's pockets. This is when I was a kid. I was like, Mom, I figured it out. The coin Tooth Fairy comes to the toilets.
I can only think that was one of Santa's helpers. That wasn't the real Santa. The real Santa would never, never, ever.
Oh, yeah, he did. Oh, my goodness. And the news guy has to do the exact same thing, where it's like the real Santa would never do that. News people have to pretend that Santa's real, because what if a 3-year-old is sitting in front of the TV and a news person says, you 3-year-old, Santa's not real. And the 3-year-old goes, but mother and father, you have taught me since the age of 0.6 that Santa Claus with the beard is a real man who comes down the chimney and gives me toys. Can you please explain what the man on the TV has just stated to me, that he says that the Santa Claus is not real? And the parents say, you news people, how dare you tell my kid what is and isn't real? How dare you be the news? Just the Fash Ma'am says, when I was really young, I thought that when you fax something, it got rolled up really tightly and physically sent through the phone lines. Wow. When I was a kid, faxes still weren't a thing. Faxes shouldn't be a thing now, and when I was a kid, faxes were not a thing. When I was a kid, emails were just becoming a thing. But actually, you know what? Faxes probably were a thing. I was just too dumb to know what it was. Okay, so I am ordering a new PC. Oh, crap. I just shrunk everything on the live stream. What I did want to open was this little program here that is telling you, it tells you how hot everything's running on your computer. And I want to check my CPU temperature because it is pretty impressive in the bad way. Can you guys see this? It's a little hard to... Oh, wait. Oh, no, it's not coming up. Hang on. Boop. All right, there we go. It's impressive, and like an impressive CPU temperature is like, wow, you can keep your CPU at like 50 Celsius. My CPU right now, 95 Celsius. Anyone looking at this should be going, oh my God, how is it not melted? And I go, I have no clue. This is how hot it runs, and this is how hot it's run ever since I've been checking on this open hardware monitor thing. My CPU is running at the maximum that this application can even read. It's hit 100 a couple times. Right now it's running at 97 Celsius. This is very bad for a computer. And the reason I don't care is I just ordered a whole bunch of new stuff, including this thing. It's the... All right, I'm showing it to... Hello? Sorry, my earphone popped out. It's the H100iV2. It's a liquid cooler. It's going in my new system that I'm going to be trying to build as soon as the rest of the parts come in. I don't even know how to do this, but I didn't want to show this off. This is a $100 cooler, and this is supposed to be liquid cooling for the new chip I'm getting. I'm getting basically the best chip you can buy, consumer grade. Obviously, you can always get better, right? You can get 10 cores or whatever, but I'm getting the best i7 quad core, and and the second best graphics card on the market right now. The best is the 1080. I'm getting the 1070 because it's $200 cheaper, and it does the almost the same things. I'm going to be calling Puke again. Because he just messaged me. Please, Puke, pick up. I want to do some content here.
Hello?
Puke, what's up? Can you hear me?
Barely.
Why? Barely? Hang on.
I'm in a hallway filled with drunk people, including myself.
All right. How's it going?
And one of the... What?
Why are the elevators broken?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's probably from too many people using it.
Is someone stuck in the elevator right now?
I can't hear you.
All right. Whatever.
What? Yeah. Apparently, there's too much traffic from the Busta Rhymes people. Oh, fuck. One of the elevators opened, but I don't know if I should get on it or try the stairs.
Don't get in.
We're going. We're going for the elevator.
No.
We're running.
No, don't get in.
We're going to get in that elevator. We're going to die.
Oh, my goodness.
I guarantee you we're going to die, Nick.
All right.
It's a good thing you're not here.
Keep me posted.
Oh God, we're going to die. Yeah, okay, here we are. We're in the... Oh, this is how we all die.
How many people? How many people are in it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It's about 12 people.
In the elevator at once. 12 in the elevator.
I hope.
Folks, we got 12.
It's a 2,000-pound capacity.
That's going to be close.
We're going up, though. We took the elevator that isn't broken. And now we're going back down.
Oh, my God.
Was somebody supposed to...
Uh-oh. We lost him. I'm muting.
And now we've gone down instead of up. And now, we're going way down.
Where did you want to go? Uh-oh. We lost him. Oh, God. Oh, we've lost him. We've lost him. Hello? Puke. 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 He's gone. We're going way down. It were his last words. Guys, I hope you understand what we've just witnessed. They've gone beyond the reach of the cell phones into the netherworld. Although I'm still connected on Skype, so I don't understand. It's still counting up. Look, still counting 222, 223. But I guess I'm going to hang up. He's back. He's back.
We're back on 4-6. I don't know if this is where I'm supposed to get off.
Get off.
But apparently the elevator has a card, and nobody has a card.
Nobody has a card.
I think they're just going to ride the elevator forever.
Is the door still closed?
We tried taking the stairs, but somebody told us no. Oh, shit, we're getting back on the elevator.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we're back on the elevator.
All right, this is way too much drama for
me. Wait, why are we getting... If we don't have a card, what are we getting back on?
All right, Chad, I've muted my mic to puke. So he can't
hear
me.
Okay, the door's closing. And...
Okay, they are in the elevator. I'm still here.
We're going up to floor 9. It's very confusing.
All right, you keep talking. I'm still here. We're just listening.
Oh, shit, we're at 8.
All right, I can turn him down a little bit.
I'm just... Oh, boy, this is fun. Excuse me.
Excuse me. Oh, he's just holding
up. I got off. Oh, shit. I got to get back on that. I'm going to the penthouse.
Everybody suck it in. I don't know what's going on.
Everybody suck it in.
I hope you want to go to the penthouse if that's where we're at.
Guys, is this interesting in the chat? Should we keep this, up?
Probably. Yeah, I doubt you're going to be able to hear any of this. And we're not. Any... Oh, campus, Times Square. Let's go on to campus.
We need to see behind
you. Yeah,
still says penthouse. Watch your...
All right, guys, I've muted him. We could keep him on forever. He is just drunk, holding his phone to his face right now. We could just keep this on going.
Or make the dream.
Are you still on the elevator?
Yeah. Yeah, we're still going up.
Oh, my God.
Are we getting off at 11?
No.
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 Is Andrew there?
Andrew, look. Is the button still lit?
Put Andrew on.
I think I'm out of the way of the door.
I think I'm out of the door.
I'm trying.
How many people are in the elevator now?
13.
13 people in the elevator.
Oh, it says PH, so I think that's gotta be the love of I'm getting out here because...
All right. Excuse me.
He's in a penthouse, folks.
Okay. Somehow we made a...
Hey, that's the wrong floor.
Oh.
Guys, you're on the wrong floor.
We're being told we're on the wrong floor.
They're being yelled at.
This is quite the adventure.
They're being yelled at right now. They're being yelled at live on the show. This is amazing.
Apparently we're on the wrong floor. Back on the elevator.
Try to find Trump. He might be there. Hampy Drew says this is not interesting at all. Drop the call. Really?
Oh, this is very exciting. This is so much fun.
Puke thinks it's very exciting. If another person votes drop the call, I'll drop the call. And we'll do something else. Oh, we dropped. I didn't do it. The call dropped itself. That was not me. All right. I'll message Puke right now and say that was a fun call. Thank you for that.
That was fun.
All right. I think that was a good segment. But Hampy Dro telepathically dropped the call. And we are now need to move on to the next thing. Oh, let's check with the live stream and see how it's going in Times Square.
Out of high school because it was only me and my career was about to fall, but I'm picking it up. 2017 is mine.
Well, it definitely is yours. Everybody loves you. I love you. I think you're so cool. He has such a great energy, guys. He's so amazing to be around. I think we should say happy whippin' nay nay year to everyone, right? All right, on the count of three, happy whippin' nay nay year 2017. Wow!
Every Sublito baby, let's go.
Uh-oh. Oh, hi. Didn't know you were there. I was dancing with my girl over here.
Oh, my God. I love it when people say, oh, hi, didn't see you there. I love it when that happens. That's so amazing. Oh, hi, didn't see you. Watch the first video that I did, youtube.com/glorious coconut, search for... house tour. When I first bought the house, I pulled that at the very beginning. It was very funny. Puke is writing in, Puke stay there. He's in the secret party. I got off and now I'm stuck on the angry floor. Oh my God. Oh my God. This is so amazing. So Puke is in New York City. He's lost. He's drunk. He's walking around with people he doesn't know. And people are yelling at him going, you're in the penthouse. You're not supposed to be in the penthouse. Let's do another story. Jobless Libertarian 99 says, censored, that guy is annoying. Well, yeah, you know, we got the B stream. All right. Oh, goodness great. There's way too many people. All right, this is going to be a good one. NFL security guard masturbates in front of horrified fans. A, there's no evidence they were horrified. A security guard was apparently busted masturbating during a San Diego's Charger game on Sunday, just steps away from the team's cheerleaders. A video posted on Facebook shows the unidentified guard seemingly pleasuring himself while facing the cheer section at Qualcomm Stadium during the Chargers game at Oakland Raiders. Chargers game against the Oakland Raiders. I've been to I've been to that stadium. Okay. Oh, Puke sent a picture. All I see is purple lights and pukes. And Andrew says, stay and party with special people. And he says, the forbidden floor. He went to something he wasn't supposed to go to. Oh, my goodness. He went to the wrong floor. Trump is probably there. Team officials confirmed the disturbing actions of the security guard in an email to the Post. The Chargers, elite security, as well as the San Diego Police Department are aware of the disturbing actions of an elite security staff member of Sunday's game. Now, by the way, it's not, you're the elite security way above the other security. No, elite security is the name of the company. We apologize to any fans who may have witnessed the incident. All right, let's look at the incident. Holy balls, that's loud. All right, so here's the incident. He's got his hand in his pocket of his track pants. He's got track pants on. He's got his hand in his pocket, and he's got a hose that's hanging to the right, and he's able to manipulate it through his pocket. On the other hand, why did the video just stop playing? That's the important part. Now I need to refresh the page. Okay, the chat has sent me a story that we'll look at in a second. Let's skip ahead. So he's manipulating his hose through the pocket in his pants, but he's not exposing anything, but he is directly in front of the cheerleaders. So he's standing in front of the cheerleaders going, but why? Why would a person do that? Like, you can't wait to get home to do that? And by the way, what do you expect to happen? Are you going to finish your hose in your track pants? Because that's pretty disgusting. He looks like he's about 21, right? Maybe even 20. But he's doing it. He's doing it. And someone in the stands is videotaping him rubbing himself. Very hilarious. All right, let's check this story from the chat. Oh, wow, it's actually posted today. Fire officials rescue two people trapped in a bagel machine in Canyon County. L.A. County Fire Department officials rescued two individuals who had their limbs stuck in a bagel machine. One person has arms stuck in the machine while another... What is a bagel machine, by the way? A bagel machine? I'm going to Google image this. Is it like a bagel making machine? Like a bagel cooking machine? Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah, it's like an industrial bagel cooking machine. I was thinking like a vending machine, but it's just bagels. Like it's full of bagels, and you go, I'll have an A7. That's the poppy seed bagel, right? And it comes out. They'd have to restock that, like... multiple times a day to keep it fresh. One person had his arm stuck in the machine while another person got his hand stuck, presumably in an attempt to rescue the first person. Incident was reported at 6:26 a.m. and cleared about an hour later. Both individuals were rescued and transported to a hospital for injuries. All right, we've got an update from Andrew and Puke. I asked about the stairs and the bouncer said there aren't any. What? Andrew said you live there now. How did Puke get off without Andrew? I'm messaging. I heard Andrew in call. Andrew's or Puke sent a video. That's very annoying. I am so glad I'm not at this party. I'm glad that you six people have come out to hang out and watch the New Year's. Let's check the stream, because we've only got 18 minutes left until the New Year.
Tell them your name and where you...
Until then, it's alienation. I know that much is understood. And I realize if you ask me how I'm doing, I would say I'm doing just fine.
Well, crap. Now my YouTube video has been hit with a copyright claim thanks to that live stream. Just the Fash Ma'am says, don't talk off mic. Andrew says, we're on 8. Puke says, I got busted out, and then Andrew got back on. Andrew says, I got shoved back on. I'm going to say, where is Ellen? Where Ellen? Someone please Skype in. I'm so bored. Frickin' music, someone says in the chat. All right, next story then. Fine. I'm sorry you guys didn't like the San Diego Chargers kid. This is a very short one. We'll read this real quick. An Oklahoma high school student was arrested after he allegedly posed as an FBI agent in an attempt to receive free services from prostitutes. Police say that Anthony Morris Harris, 18, attempted to contact a prostitute online. However, the individual he was actually speaking to was an investigator with the Tulsa Police Department. He said he was an FBI agent and threatened the prostitutes in order to receive free services. He said, "If you don't want to go to jail, we will have to do some negotiating." Police said Harris listed numerous sexual acts that the woman would have to perform in exchange for him not putting her in jail. The investigator who was posing as a prostitute online then directed Harris to go to a Tulsa hotel. Once he arrived, he was arrested and booked into jail for impersonating an officer, engaging in prostitution, and possessing drug paraphernalia. So he's a kid who's pretending to be a cop, talking to a cop pretending to be a prostitute. I don't know why that's funny, but that's a funny scam, right? You want a prostitute, right? So you contact a prostitute and you say, you're a prostitute and I want your sex, but I'm an FBI agent. Ha ha. So there. So, you're going to have to give me sex or I'm going to tell the FBI. Andrew says that Ellen is sitting with the rest of the girls. And Puke is trapped on another floor. Wow. All right. Amazing. Very dramatic, folks. I have to hang on to this show for about 15 more minutes. Are you guys ready for the new year? What time zone are all you in? Are you seriously all just sitting all alone? You guys want to cover the Berlin attack? I really don't. ISIS claims it inspired a truck assault at market. German authorities released a man and intensified their manhunt for a person who was blah, blah, blah. You know what? That's old news. Google it. Berlin truck attack. So I'm out for Christmas at my grandparents' house and my parents' house. And my grandfather is getting a little up on the age brackets. And his brain's a little bit not all the way there anymore. I mean, he's still pretty good. We'll give him that. And then sometimes he's like recycling stuff. He's like, I got to sort the paper out from the cardboard, out from the cans, out from the plastic, out from the trash. Like, what are you doing with your, you don't have this much time. You can't be spending your whole day doing recycling. Whatever. He wants to do recycling. So I was like, I got to Michigan. I'm like, I need to buy a Christmas present. I don't have anything for anyone because I'm not traveling with Christmas presents. So I go out, like, you know, I heard my grandfather is low on ice melt for his driveway when it snows and there's ice and he needs to melt the salt out. You know what I mean? Melt the ice. And so I bring in a bag of ice melt. I'm like, Grandpa, I got you a bag of ice melt for Christmas. I heard you were low. Where do you want it? And he says, oh, we have containers out in the garage for this. Let's go. So I follow him out. He's like, all right, we won't put it in this one. We won't put it in this one. We'll put it in this one. And he gives me a container. And I open it. And I cut open the bag. And I pour the salt into this bucket. It's filling it up. It's beautiful. And he goes, what? That's not bird seed. He saw a bag and he just thought it was bird. He thought I bought him bird seed because he saw a bag and it looked like bags that he gets bird seed in. So there's that. That was a good story. Josh the Fash Mam says it's 10:45 here. Nick, okay. And let's see. Charging. Oh. Oh, and then at the Christmas party at We have our family Christmas, and we all get together, and all of the young ones, right, we're going to go to the basement and play cards, and they're like, what cards? I'm like, what do you guys want to play? And they're like, it's called, bull crap, right? It's the BS game where you have to go around the table, and you go, I have one ace. I have two twos. I have one three. It's the dumbest game on earth. I don't know why it's fun, but apparently it's fun because an infinite number of people can play. But then you have to explain the game to another person, but the quote-unquote parents are watching, and we feel like kids. And it's like, well, we call the game shenanigans, right? It's not called BS. It's called shenanigans. By the way, I hate the game. because it's completely about luck. There's almost nothing like skillful about it. If everyone's played that game. Oh, today I accidentally got in a guy's checkout line. So there's this guy. He was my best friend in high school, and he defriended me shortly after high school because he realized I was hanging out with Ian from Free Talk Live. So this must be PCL only now because we can only say that name now. He found out I was hanging out with Ian from time to time, and he defriended me because he's like, wow, those people are rude and sick. And every time I go to the grocery store, he's sometimes working there. And today, I accidentally went into the line. I unloaded all of my stuff onto the belt, and I look ahead, and it's like, oh, David's the checkout person. I've always tried to avoid him because I don't want that awkward conversation of like, oh, you defriended me because we don't have the same politics anymore. Although, maybe we could bond over Trumping. Maybe I should invite him on the show. You know what? I should invite him on the show. Just the Fash Mam says Nick usually uses the ladies' checkout line. That is true. If I see a sexy, sexy high school girl checking people out, wait a minute, the checkout line. I don't get it. Anyway, the point is, if I see a high school girl checking people out, I will go to that line instead, right? Although, it's counteracted if there's a retard bagging. Because if the retard is bagging, the retard goes, ha! How was your shopping trip? Wasn't it the best shopping trip you've ever taken? I love shopping. You know what I love even more than shopping? Running around the parking lot, grabbing carts, and talking to them, and going, you cart are coming with me. You're coming back to the store with me. I'm a retard, and I push carts all day long, and I love it. That is what, I'm not even exaggerating, that is what they do. I walk by them, they're talking to the carts. Puke says, I had to wait until the elevator opened, then I had to go to 1, get a guy with a pass card to 6, and then took the stairs to floor 8. So Puke has gotten away from the secret party somehow. Oh, boy. All right, let's check in on the live stream. We've only got 9 minutes to go, so we are going to be checking on it more often than before. 9 minutes, 47 seconds. The whole crowd is sponsored by Planet Fitness, by the way. They're all holding their Planet Fitness wavy things. Boring. All right, we're going to turn that off. We've only got 10 minutes. So where else can we talk about? Oklahoma parents arrested in the worst case of child abuse nurses say they've ever seen. Warning, the story below contains graphic content. Viewer discretion is advised. So, if you believe in Santa Claus, please do not be watching this. 2 people in Oklahoma have been arrested in what nurses describe as the worst case of child abuse they've ever seen. See what the video has to say.
2 parents in jail accused of child abuse after nurses told police it was the worst case of child abuse they'd ever seen. Over the weekend, Kevin Fowler and Aislinn Miller.
Oh my goodness, look at that. Look at that lady's chin.
Were arrested up in Owosso. Officers say they brought their 2 children to an urgent care facility, one of those after-hours clinics where nurses told the police the infants were severely underweight, had severe diaper rash, bed sores, and other medical problems. After police questioned these parents, they were arrested on charges of child abuse.
The nurse reported finding feces in one of the infant's ears and said that the children looked like skeletons. The infants were both suffering from bed sore. What's a bed sore? I guess it's when you lay in bed too long, you're like, oh man, my back. Oh, I slept on my back wrong. What a bed sore. And severe diaper rash. Miller reportedly told police she knew the twin infants were in bad condition, but said that she and Fowler, this is the wife, she and Fowler are new parents, and she didn't have any experience taking care of babies. We knew they're in bad shape, but we don't have experience taking care of babies. Oh, that was it? That was the end of the video? Are you kidding me right now?
This video has now gone viral. Inside a Norman restaurant, you see Amelia Molitor pushing and...
You guys want to pull the slot machine... You know, the slot machine thing on, you know, sometimes the video just goes to another video. We'll just see what this one is.
Hitting OU football star Joe Mixon and then him returning a punch to the face, causing Molitor to hit the...
Oh! She bounced her head off the table. Okay, so they were fighting.
It's her pushing and hitting OU football.
Wait a minute. This, he deserves to hit her. She hit him first, right?
This video has now gone viral. Inside a Norman restaurant, you see Amelia Molitor pushing and hitting OU football star Joe Mixon, and then him returning a punch to the face.
He hit her a lot harder, though.
Molitor to hit the floor. This only shows part of the story, though. With no audio, it's unclear exactly what led up to this violent encounter.
You know what? That only, no one cares about that unless you're into Oklahoma University. Nobody is, so we're not going to talk about that. The Beer Mile World Championships were this week, so if anyone's into running a mile after drinking beer, that happened. Let's see if the page will load. And if it won't, we will load another page. Oh, is it loading? Loading. Loading. World record holder Corey Bellamore shows that he is the best as he runs a 440 mile en route to a 10-second victory.
Here in Austin. And here they go.
Ooh. Kent is out fast.
Wow.
Wow, look,
I'm so sorry that this jumped directly into the video, but the beer mile, if you don't know, is the horn goes off, you chug a beer. I guess you get to pick your beer, probably. Chug a beer out of a bottle or a can. I think they're all using bottles here. It must be bottle for the world championship. So they use bottles only. Chug a beer, run a quarter mile. Chug a beer, run a quarter mile. Chug a beer, run a quarter mile. Chug a beer, run a quarter mile.
Until
you have a mile.
And here they go.
Ooh. Kent is out fast.
Wow.
He's out fast. They're only in the beer drinking stage, first of all. They go, boop. Oh, wow. Kent is out fast. He's the fastest beer drinker
ever.
Oh, Bella, there's a little bit of foam issue.
There's a lot of foam in these Kent. First beers. There's a beer spinning around.
Oh, wow. Kent and Gallagher out quick. Bellamore in.
Now, people may be joking, like, wow, that is there's a foam issue. And that is very funny, right, to commentate on.
Four.
But these are legit fast runners.
Fourth or fifth off the line.
I figure he'll make that up pretty quick, being a one.
So let's skip ahead to their first lap. They're going to finish the lap and then have to drink a beer if this video will load. If not, we're not even going
to
bother.
Stretch to get to that second beer. And here we go. You see that field. Great shot of everybody.
And if you're a fan of good running form, Corey Bellamore is somebody to look at there. Beautiful turnover there. Beautiful arm carriage. He's your leader. Not surprisingly, coming in to our second beer.
So we got Bellamore.
So they're running. They have to run into this checkpoint.
He's going
to
be first.
Now, I don't know how you know which beer is yours. You've got to find that fast.
And at 67.
But he does find it. Maybe the volunteers are putting them like in the correct spot for the runners in the order they're coming in. That would actually make a lot of sense.
In seconds. And
rips
now,
open the beer.
That's a record pace.
At he's
71,
chugging it.
Robertson. We got Paramedius.
Oh, he got it down.
Harris. Bellamore's off.
Bellamore's off.
Kent's
Lewis is off. Lewis is having a great race. Oh,
Robertson.
There's Robertson.
And Paramedius is off as well, right there with Robertson. So that's your top four.
The point is, the Beer Mile World Championships just happened, and he ran a 440, which is way faster than I can run a mile, but he did it between drinking beers. Huh? Right? He had to stop for beers. That's crazy. And I think they all throw up after or something. All right, what are we at? We're at 3 minutes? Oh, wow. We're going to... It's actually, what if it goes to the new year and I forget? We got 2 minutes to go. I wonder if you can. Oops. That completely messed up the hunger. No. A brotherhood of man. Oh, oh. Imagine all the people sharing. All right, I'm going to check if it's snowing out, so you guys watch this. Holy crap, it's snowing a ton out. Why is it snowing so much? All right, we are coming down to the last minutes in 2016. Is everyone excited to be alone in the chat? I am. All right, drink your beers, I guess.
I love you guys so much. Happy New Year, everybody.
Oh, wow, what's this? They're all around a ball. They're just waving. Look at that Chinese man. Oh, we're at 54 seconds. We're just going to watch this countdown, apparently. I can't believe we're coming down to 2017 where Trump will be the president. This is amazing. And everyone on the stream, actually, it is going to be 2017 soon for me in real life because I'm watching a stream that's on a delay and then you're watching me on a stream that's on a delay. But whatever, we're just going to go with the stream. So we're at 27 seconds to go in 2017. It's really snuck up on me. I'm going to send a message to Andrew and Puke. I wonder how their New Year's going. I'm going to send a video here. We're just watching the stream here. And it's the one. It's 1 second. Oh, it's 0 seconds. Oh, it says 2017 on the stream. Wow. Now we just play this song. Now we just watch people make out in Central's... Oh, God! I saw his tongue! Did you see that? Ew, he opened his mouth. That's crazy. Bomb, bomb, why? Oh, it's the New York song? Hey, that sign that says lids looked like licks with that sign behind it, with that pole behind it. Well, that was pretty anticlimactic. Oh, wait, I'll turn the hat to the flashy version. Because it's now the new year. I'll turn off this light. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray. Well, we're just going to do it wide-angle shots of New York, Times Square. New York. And my sign behind me that says 2017, I'm not even drunk. I feel like I didn't even start. Maybe we did a lot of content and I didn't even know it, but I don't remember any of it. But I did get through most of the stuff I wanted to do. Unless you guys want to talk about the Berlin attack, which I really don't want to. Everything else that I put down here is pretty much done. Oh, shit. No, it's not. Well, we'll put that off. Unless you guys want to do it, we'll do it right after that. Actually, yeah, we'll do it in the new year. Let's do it. It'll be the first news story of 2017 that I cover. Oh, fireworks. Check it out. New York. New Nork. All right. Oh, if you see something, say something. That's in the banner right behind. Take a selfie and text with keyword. See some? What, did it take a selfie with a bomb? Maybe that was just an ad that was like supposed to be funny. Andrew sent me 4 messages of the same picture. All right, guys. First news with Nick of the new year. Well, technically, yes, because it is still going. But also the last of the new year. Or the old year, I guess. Yay! Good riddance 2016, right, everybody? How many times are we going to hear that? Good riddance 2016. So it does say Sunday, January 1st, 2017 on my stupid little calendar. That's always, like, trippy, right? When you click on the thing on on the screen, right, on your computer. Yep, getting more and more drunk. I can't even think straight. On your computer, and it says the next year. Isn't that weird? Although, I've kind of been ready for 2017 for a while. If you're a car manufacturer, when it turns over to the next year, you're like, oh my goodness, finally. We've had the car named for 11 months as the next year. I'm ready for it to actually be that year. Wow, okay, we'll come back to that another time. Kidnapping, reverse ransom, and a bounty. The strange case of Sherry Papini. Many questions have been asked about the woman who is thrust in an extraordinary and grueling circumstance, but few answers forthcoming. This is a very strange disappearance mystery that you guys should hear about. Sherry Papini went missing one afternoon in early November while jogging in the woods near Reading. And the only reason I care about this story is because she says she was jogging. We're not jogging, you idiot. Unless she's going 10-minute miles, then she's jogging. Anything faster than that, she's running. Leaving behind her cell phone, a pair of earbuds, and some strands of blonde hair. 3 weeks later, on Thanksgiving morning, she was tipped out of a car in Yolo County. She was tipped out of a car 150 miles to the south, showing signs of having been starved, beaten, and branded by assailants who never communicated what they wanted. In the intervening weeks, many questions have been asked about the strange case of Papini, a slightly built three... La, 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 la. The assailants have been described only as two Latinas. A local sheriff's department has stopped issuing public statements citing the ongoing investigation. At Papini herself, along with her husband and children, has moved out of her house to an undisclosed location where she can recover out of the media spotlight. So this is why this is interesting. Because back in early December or November, and I'm loading the page right now to figure out when it was, in late November, authorities in Shasta County said they had no idea that Sherry Papini's husband, Keith, was going to release...
I'm happy to say that Sherry is now safe.
No idea that he was going to release a statement about his wife's condition. According to the local ABC affiliate, the sheriff's office in Redding, California, was blindsided and surprised that Keith made a that Keith had even spoke to Good Morning America about the incident. Watch the video above for the breakdown. So here's his statement, which is a very strange statement as well. The first thing I would like... So this lady disappears, right? She's jogging along. She disappears. Oh, I've disappeared. Oh, God. And then she reappears. And then they're like, what happened? That's crazy. And the husband puts out a statement. This says, the first thing I would like to address is the overwhelming amount of gratitude our entire family has for blah, 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 blah. I can't possibly name each and every person, blah, blah, blah. Thank you for blah, 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 blah. Thank you to the LRT Graphics and Signorama. Thank you for extremely generous anonymous as well as named donors all over the world who blah, 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 blah. Secondly, we live in a nation of free speech accompanied by an era of technology that provides immediate gratification. This is a double-edged sword. I am grateful for this system as it is what spread my wife's face quickly throughout the world, gaining the attention of thousands. The unfortunate side is that some people have been sitting in angering, expectant positions waiting for gory details. Rumors, so he's coming out to them, he's real pissed. Rumors, assumptions, lies, and hate have been both exhausting and disgusting. These people should be ashamed of their malicious, subhuman behavior. We are not going to allow these people to take away our spirit, love, or rejoice in our girl found alive and home where she belongs. I understand people want the story, pictures, proof that this was not some sort of a hoax, plan to gain money, or some fabricated race war. So he's coming out saying people are claiming it's a hoax. I do not see a purpose in addressing each preposterous lie. Instead, may I give you a glimpse of the mixture of horror and elation that was my experience of reuniting with the love of my life and the mother of my children. Nothing could have prepared me for what I was to see upon my arrival to the hospital, nor the details of the true hell I was about to hear. True hell. The mental prison I was in over the past 3 weeks has shattered when my questions of my wife's reality became known. Officers warned me to brace myself. So anyway, he goes into the room. She's like, you know, beaten up, starved, scraped on the road or whatever. They say all theories and speculation have poured out of this, focusing not just on Papini family, the husband and the wife, but also on an anonymous donor who offered a six-figure sum for Papini's safe return. and on Cameron Gamble, a government security contractor living in the Reading area who acted as a middleman. Some of the wilder theories floating around suggest the entire abduction was a hoax, perhaps to spread scare stories about the local Latino community, or that it was an inside job designed to promote the business interests of Gamble, who appeared in a couple of widely seen videos pleading for her return. So I think this jogger was abducted, starved, beaten up, and then pushed out of a car, or left on the side of the road at least, as a hoax. Reading is a largely uneventful place, best known for as a gateway to the natural splendors of Lesson. After the jogger went missing, the county sheriff department appeared to have considered a couple of common scenarios, either that her husband had done her harm, or that she had walked out on her life staging an attack so she could start a new life elsewhere. The California Department of Justice initially listed her as a voluntary missing adult before changing his classification. Still, the lead investigator told the family and friends that he did not think she had been abducted, despite ample testimony that she was a loving wife and a super mom completely devoted to her love of her kids. This is a very long story, and we're not going to get through it, I don't think. Because it's very complicated. Do you guys want to hear this or not? Maybe she had a Walter White fugue episode. Or maybe she would have faked that. I'm naked in the parking lot. Huh? Does anyone want to pay me for sex? Please don't be an FBI agent. Is there anything else interesting in this story? I told the captors the whole world was watching, the husband says. I wanted them to feel like they were being hunted, that the money we were offering was so enticing that they couldn't trust their own mother not to betray them. So strange. So they abduct her, but they don't, like, her abductors are very mysterious. They don't know who it was. And if it really was abductors, why didn't they come get the money, right? It says the middleman. Jeter felt the need for expert guidance. She remembered Gamble giving a lecture to her local woman and about the risk of abduction and captivity while traveling overseas. He had a long resume training military and civilian experts, including teams of Navy SEALs. None of this makes any sense to me anymore. And I know if it's not making sense to me, it's not making sense to the listeners. So let's give Puke another call and see how it's going. Otherwise, we will be ending. Oh.
What?
What's going on? Is it the new year?
It is.
How's the party going? Oh, shit. This isn't working at all.
As bad as the elevator.
I know. Why can't I hear anything?
Because I have a shitty signal.
Oh, all right. I can hear you now. What's going on? Is the party over? Is everyone going to sleep?
Well, the party's over, and we found an unattended bottle of champagne, and there's a debate going on whether or not we should open it.
Open it! Wait, it was unopened?
Yeah, it wasn't opened, so I think somebody forgot they brought it into this room in this studio.
Why did the party end 12 minutes after the New Year?
I don't know. We just watched the bartender of the party, like, sprint out the door with his box of booze.
All right. It's the new year. See ya. I'm not paid for this.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, shit. We're opening it. It's. Oh, no. It might. It, is it fake?
Is it just water?
Oh, it's a plastic bottle. That's not a good sign. We're not going to drink that shit. Oh, it's empty. The bottle is empty.
Nice.
It was a trap.
All right.
All right. How was your New Year's, Nick?
Ah, horrible.
What is happening?
I sat here reading the news for 2 hours.
Oh, God. I'm going to be so hungover.
All right. Well, drink water.
Yay.
All right.
Happy New Year, Nick.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. That was Puke saying Happy New Year's to the listeners. Well, actually, specifically to me, but also the listeners. So we will now end the New Year's show unless you guys have anything else you want to talk about, because it is 12:15 p.m. I've been doing this for 2 izzles. Can you guys still see that? I can't believe. Why didn't you guys tell me this fell? When did this fall? How long has this been down for? Did I knock that over looking out the window earlier? Oh, great. Now the 2017 sign's not even up anymore. Everything's ruined. All right. This has been the end of the show. I got to stop the recording. Thank you, live streamers, for coming out. And thank you, video version watchers, for watching this. This is the end of the video version, at least. Bye.